Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. If you like my content, please like, comment, and subscribe. Hi everyone, this is your host Anthony. Today, we have a special guest, Nicholas.
I'm Nicholas from Germany, but I've been living in Austria my almost entire life, so yeah, I'm pretty much both, I would say.
Yeah, nice. My first German and Austrian guest on my podcast. So actually today we will kind of reflect the year together. 2022. Yeah. How's your 2022? Describe it in one word.
Interesting,
yeah. For me,
either interesting or eventful.
For me, it's like reset.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you wanna hear what I learned?
Oh yes.
Well, I think one of the thing that's annoying and it caught my mind recently is that I didn't dream big enough. Like, you know, when I look back at my checklist of like what I wanted to do when I was like 22, 23, I completed like almost most of them. But at that time, I thought it's like impossible. It's already too big of a dream. But turns out it's not. Like now I'm 27 and then I'm kind of like lost, you know, because, oh, so, you know, I had my company. Now I had some like good income, and then like I'm also like writing books, doing like podcasts, YouTubes, like friends from almost like everywhere, right? And then like what? Yeah, books, podcasts, and as well like going back to science, you know, like oncology research. So my kind of like reflections on this year is like, shit. Actually, you know, you can set like very very like ambitious dream that seems impossible right now, but it's actually like possible, you know, in the long run.
Yeah, for me I kind of am like in this like time where I like have to set up dreams, set up big goals, set up that list. It's like I'm like in the middle of my bachelor, so I have to complete that and then just see where I go from there. Like, I want to either make my own company or get like big in a company I care a lot about, or like maybe do something that's like important or fun or both.
Yeah, and you know, like you're younger than me, right? So if I want to give you some advices, it will be like first like set like very unrealistic goals, because actually that's realistic. I think one of the core reasons is that we like as humans, our mind is not good at like picturing exponential growth.
Yeah.
So like you can picture like linear growth, right? Oh yeah, like the faster
I get bachelor, I get job, I get master.
Yeah. Or like I spin the wheel faster and then the light bulb will keep glowing, right? Yeah. But exponential curve is more like for like life.
Yeah, you spin the wheel, the light bulb keeps growing, and it suddenly evolves into a street lamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like exponential, and it's so hard to imagine, right?
Yeah.
For like, you know, entrepreneurs or like startups or even lives, you know, all the time it's like
linear.
That.
Yeah.
It just nothing happens. And nothing happened. It's not like linear. Yeah. It's like nothing happened, and all of a sudden it's like exponential, and things rarely collapse back to like zero. Like all of a sudden it won't. So usually once you get there, you get to that level, you will be on that level.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, that's like one of a reflection.
I'm aiming for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like my year's also been pretty cool, pretty interesting. I mainly spent the year like doing my studies, getting better at what I do, getting better at coding, and also meeting a lot of new people. Like, my main focus this year was to kind of like find new people, meet new people, and just go out there and do things, which I think I pretty much accomplished. Like, I met some people from so many different countries and like did so many different things I never thought I would do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's honestly really nice. It's like nice to just step out of the comfort zone and just hope for the best. Because even if the worst happens, you still did something.
Mm-hmm. So like keep executing, like taking actions?
Yeah, keep taking actions, just keep being brave, keep stepping forward and not shying away from like putting mm-hmm. in the work to organize events, organize things and like
mm-hmm.
doing stuff, which is really fun.
And what's the lesson like you have learned, like the like biggest one is this one? Yeah, like
the biggest lesson I learned is that a challenge that looks pretty big is probably really small, and sometimes the biggest challenge is to start.
Yeah, I mean that's the same as me, like you know what I got, because like actually our imaginations, right, is our like the biggest demon.
Yep, we're our own greatest enemy.
Exactly. And like usually we underestimate our ability, or like underestimate our capabilities, or underestimate like the likelihood of stuff that's gonna happen, right? Yeah. And then we overestimated the most of the time, you know, like oh, like it won't succeed, like it won't happen.
Yeah.
But I mean that's not the case. And one of the things I learned like over the years, you know, if I have to write like some letters to my older, like younger self, I mean, it's like yeah, don't be scared. Nobody gives a shit about you actually. Like I mean, like throughout the years, you know, I tried, I did like a lot of stuff, right? Some hit, some didn't. And then those that didn't hit, not just no people care, I forgot about them too.
Yeah.
So the thing is to keep trying, keep working. That's about
keep
it.
Keep trying, keep failing until you succeed.
And you know, like in Silicon Valley, you know, they had this kind of saying of like fail fast.
Yeah.
Like people just raise capitals to fail, to do experiment basically.
Yeah. But that's good. That's an interesting like way of looking at it.
Yeah.
It's like if one in 10 startups succeeds, just make 10.
Yeah. And I think life is just experimentation, honestly.
Yep. Experimenting until you find something that sticks.
Yeah, and I'm experimenting to see how far I can go. Like, you know,
yeah.
They say sky's the limit. So I want to see how far I can reach.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And that is what's like most fun.
Yeah. I want to go there too.
Yeah. And I think the most like addicting thing is that you have an idea and then you kind of try, you know, like step out of comfort zone, you try, you just do it, and then it happens.
Yep.
And then it kind of not like turns out exactly what you think, but it just come true, right?
Yeah.
So
maybe in a different way, but
yeah, that's the most addicting, honestly. Like if you like in the future, like you got ideas, I mean bigger ideas, bigger like objectives, just try and see like how it goes, you know.
Yep. And try, then, fail, try again, try better.
Yeah, and
you
then,
know, a saying I heard is that if you like, the man that doesn't fail is the man that never tries.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
If you never put any risk in it, you never get any reward. You see, there's nothing without risk.
Mm-hmm.
Not in investing, not in finance, nowhere. There's mm-hmm. always risk involved. And if you're not willing to take that risk, you're mm-hmm. not doing anything. So you should always be willing to take the risk, put something on the line in order to achieve something that you want.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, you're talking about risk. I'm just thought about, like, picking losses, you know. Because, I don't know who said it, but you couldn't have everything in life.
Yeah, you can't have the cake and eat it too.
So like everything is about options, right?
Yeah.
And so like the flip side of the coin is you're picking losses when you're making choices.
Yeah.
You are like, you should see it as like, oh, I'm picking losses. instead of, oh, I have option A and B on the table, what do I get from each option? It's more like, you know, picking losses, because if I get A, I will lose B, right? Yeah. So what kind of losses would you prefer?
Yeah,
that's the question.
Yeah, what do you prefer losing? What do you prefer putting on the line? If you spend 10 hours on League a day, you lose your life. Yeah. Maybe you hit Challenger, but nobody cares about that.
You have to be exceptionally good.
Yep.
And if you try, like, I mean, somebody choose to, like, maybe do nothing or, like, meditating, that's also fine, right? But the loss is like, oh, maybe you miss out some other stuff, right?
Yeah.
For me, I mean, so now, you know, I'm thinking stuff in, like, decades. So I just expand my, like, horizon to, like, 10 years. Because, you know, from what I learned, like, when I was 22, I was like, oh, this goal, that goal. Now I kind of achieved that.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, okay. So in 10 years, I want to make, I don't know, maybe, like, 200 million, right? I want to, I don't know, move to, like, New York City, like, have a very good life. Want to write some, like, bestseller or something like that, you know, be a KOL or something. So that seems so impossible at this point.
Yeah, but maybe it will be.
Yeah, and it's like 10 years, let's see.
10 years, long way, long goal. Just take one step and take another.
Yeah, let's see.
If you have to take 3 steps backwards, take 4 steps in front.
And the thing is, the way that I set up this goal, so these are like my goals that I picked, right?
Yeah.
What did I lose? On like the bottom of my list is, when I was thinking about these goals, I realized that like having like a family, like kids, like, you know, those are not my goals. So that would be my losses. That would be what you find, you know, in my like bucket of loss that I picked.
No, I agree with that. Like,
you just couldn't have everything.
Yeah, no, I agree that. For me, it's like, I'd rather like have a really good life for myself, because if I myself am stable, and then I find someone that's like really special, really like lovable or something, then I have the resources to support that like lifestyle with someone else. But if I just go chasing for that lifestyle and I myself don't have anything to fall back to, then if the relationship doesn't work out, then I have nothing. But if the investment I have, like the money, like, I don't know, like half the capital, like lose a lot of its value, I still have a lot. So it's harder to lose everything you built up over a long time than losing like an emotional connection with a person that can evaporate anytime.
So thank you so much, Nicholas, today for joining my podcast.
You're welcome. It was really fun. Thanks for having me. Remember to like and subscribe and follow the channel.
Oh, thank you.
Hit all the bells. Hit every button you can.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you like my content, please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and subscribe to this podcast. I will see you next week.